reading for today is taken from the Gospel according to Matthew, and it's oftentimes a scripture reading that is used for thinking, contemplating the future time when Christ will return. It's oftentimes associated with the book of Revelation, where Jesus comes as the bridegroom to take home all of the followers. But Matthew was not writing in a time of future. He was writing in a time of present. And he was writing to a group of followers who were doing their best to follow Jesus and be with Jesus in the here and the now. And so as you listen to the scripture this morning, I hope that you will not necessarily look at this as something that is far off and beyond your imagining, but as something that is very real and very present in your life, because Christ is truly real and present in our lives. And he is our bridegroom. I know, guys, it might seem kind of strange, but go with it. It's okay. It's all right. Jesus says, then the kingdom of heaven will be like this. 10 bridesmaids took their lamps and went to meet the bridegroom. 5 of them were foolish, and 5 of them were wise. When the foolish took their lamps, they took oil with them. They took no oil. I was going to say, that's not right. They took no oil with them. But the wise took flasks of oil with their lamps. And as the bridegroom was delayed, all of them became drowsy and went to sleep. But at midnight, there was a shout, "Look, here comes the bridegroom. Come out to meet him." Then all the bridesmaids got up and they trimmed their lamps. And the foolish ones said to the wise ones, "Give us some of your oil, for our lamps are going out." But the wise ones replied, "No, there won't be enough for you and for us. You'd better go down to the dealers and buy some for yourselves." And while they went off to buy the oil, the bridegroom came, and those who were ready went with him into the wedding banquet. And the door was shut. Later, the other bridesmaids came also saying, "Lord, Lord, open the door to us." But he replied, "Truly I tell you, I don't know you. Keep awake, therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour." I like these bridesmaids very much, especially the 5 who were prepared. I mean, aren't we supposed to share? Isn't that part of the gospel? We're supposed to share. So the 5 that had oil should have shared their oil with the 5 that didn't have oil, but they didn't. They said, "Hey, no, you better get out of the store and buy you some." And they did it knowing full well that probably the bridegroom was going to come while the other gals were down there buying their oil. Now, they didn't know, in all fairness, they didn't know that the bridegroom wouldn't open the door when the other 5 came to the door. Or did they? You know, Jesus, all the way through his teachings with his disciples, he talks about being ready. "I'm here to prepare you. I'm here to get you ready. You need to be ready. Come and follow me." What do you need to be ready? Nothing. Yourself. Just come and follow me and trust me. But here we have this story about these bridesmaids and how they didn't have enough oil for their lamps, and what were they supposed to do, and did. Well, I have a story to tell of myself that I think illustrates both sides of this passage of Scripture. Back in 2014, when I was living in Washington, Illinois, we had an ice storm, and I mean an ice storm. We actually got 2 inches of ice. It broke telephone poles, trees, it even took the gutters off of houses. It was so heavy. Of course, we had no power. We had nothing. And we didn't have any melting the next few days. It was just frigid, frigid cold. Well, I lived in town. There were a lot of people that lived out in the country. It was a small community. It was smaller than Carrollton. But it was a small community, and it was a rural community. There were a lot of people that were farmers. Of course, they had nice generators. They were nice and warm, cozy, full of things. I would find out a week later that my neighbors had a generator. Yeah, nice, warm, cozy, had lights. But I didn't have a generator. But that's okay, because I was ready. See, my little house that I owned had this really special kitchen. It was tiny. I hated it because it was so tiny. It went from about here to about here to about here to about here. I mean, it really was very, very tiny. But at that time, it was good because I could close off all the doors and I could have my just little house. There was. I had a gas stove that I could light the top burners, and I could put water on, because you know you don't leave gas burners just on. You can't, that's not a good idea. So I had the gas burners and put water on, and I could get nice and toasty warm, and I had battery-operated lanterns. I had food to eat because the refrigerator was right there. I made a pallet for myself for a Betty Buy. I had books to read. I had a transistor radio I could listen to. And I could get all the news and everything. And it was, and I could heat up water and have a nice little spit bath. Sponge bath, I don't know what you call it. I couldn't have a shower, of course, because the water was getting kind of chunky after the first day. It was real cold, folks. But I had it all set up. It was great. And here I am camping out in my kitchen, and I'm just thinking, I'm just the pioneer woman here. This is great. And I'm just pulling out. First day I cooked a roast and potatoes and carrots, and I ate like royalty, you know, and I could make coffee, which for me is a big deal. And it was just wonderful. And the second day, I'm eating leftovers. Of course, I just realized I didn't have any place to really store them because the refrigerator wasn't working. But that's okay. That's okay. We'll just go ahead. We'll put them in the refrigerator, and they'll stay cold for a little while. They'll be all right. And I still had soups and stuff that I could cook. So I'm doing fine. I'm doing okay. And yeah, I got a little cramped, but I was doing all right. Everything was going pretty good. And then the third day, I was beginning to get a little bit cramped, a little claustrophobic. So I thought, well, I'll go out into the living room and read for a little while. Put on all my coats, my hat, my gloves, all that kind of stuff. Go out in the living room. By this time, my living room was 48 degrees. I stayed 5 minutes. Short book, one page, I'm going back to the kitchen. On my way back to the kitchen, I noticed something. There was water drizzling down my walls. I had been boiling water on the gas burner, cushion, or you can't have a gas burner just going by itself. And now there's condensation. Well, it'll be okay. Be all right. It'll be fine. I read my book, and I wasn't quite as comfortable, but I did okay. I did all right. Day four. Knock on the door. Ma'am, it's going to be 7 to 10 days before we get your power back on. What? We're doing the best we can. I know you are, and I'm so sorry. Would you like something hot to drink? Can I fix you some hot? No, that's okay. It's all right. Okay. Close the door. Back into my little cubby hole. Okay. Day four. I'm going to be all right. I'm going to be fine. But I do need to go get some more clothes because now I'm beginning to, well, I need more clothes. So I head out from the kitchen into the hallway and I notice there's condensation coming down the walls in the hallway. Oops. It's not just in the kitchen now. So now I turn around and I go to the dining room and there's condensation there and on the windows. I mean, it's dripping everywhere. Every time I open one of the kitchen doors, I'm letting that moist heat out and it's just running. And I'm thinking, what am I doing? What kind of damage am I doing? What am I doing? And I go back in the kitchen and I'm going, Lord, come on. I'm trying to be tough and I'm trying to be prepared and I got all this stuff together and I'm trying to be your servant and tough it out, you know? And what are you asking of me here? And you're telling me 7 to 10 days and what am I supposed to do? And I hear this mighty voice say, get in the car, stupid. Go to a motel. I was supposed to stay home. I got all this stuff ready. Yeah, you did a really good job. But you're also supposed to be ready for the times when you can't stay there. Pack the car, pack the dog, and go to a motel. Oh, that's why I have them there. Oh. Well, why aren't my neighbors doing that? Because they have generators. Go to the motel already! Now, was I the wise virgins or the wise bridesmaids or the foolish ones? Oh. I was ready. But I wasn't ready for what? I was ready for a couple days. I was ready for a little while. But what I wasn't ready for what? Really happened, and I wasn't ready for what came to me. But the thing was, it was standing right in front of me. I didn't have to stay there. Nobody locked me in that house. God was leading me to a safe place. That knock on the door that says it's going to be 7 to 10 days was my wake-up call. Okay, you can't stay there anymore. You're dripping your house away. God was with me in both places. God was right there with me that whole few days, keeping my spirits up and keeping me going. But God was also right there to say, enough! So I packed up the little dog and I packed up my stuff and I went to a motel and I had 3 days of what I would call luxury. It wasn't a luxurious motel, but it was warm. I turned the heat on as high as it would go when I walked in that room. I got me a bath as high as it would go in the tub and as hot as it would go in the tub and sat in there for as long as I could stand it. I had television. I had a knock on the door. I went to the door. I thought, nobody knows I'm here. Except Carol. I called her to tell her what I was doing when I got there. Here was carry out from 3 different restaurants that Carol had made arrangements for. I had a banquet. Folks, sometimes, yeah, we need to tough it out. We need to be ready for those tough situations. But sometimes we need to use good sense and just get out of the bad situation. Both of those are being wise. Let's pray. Gracious God, thank you for the times you're with us to help us be strong when times are tough. And thank you for being with us to give us the wisdom to walk away from times we don't need to be in tough situations. Thank you for helping us prepare for whatever comes in life. But thank you most of all for walking through anything that happens in life with us. We but call upon your name and you are with us. There is something about your name that makes us feel as though we can do anything. Thank you, Lord Jesus.